The Heartland Cyclones finished off the Atlantic Trojans last Friday at home as they won 27-6. Heartland had a great defensive first half as they gave up only 33 yards rushing and 0 yards passing in the first half to Atlantic. Head coach Tom Blatt is proud of his team as many players are in various roles that they have had to adjust and improvise into.
Yeah, we were definitely proud of the defense's effort there in the first half. I think we gave up zero passing yards in the first half and not a lot of rushing. I think they had about 35 yards of rushing at halftime. So they were our kids were playing hard and they were doing their job and trusting the guy next to them. And that's what we've been kind of preaching the last couple weeks. So we got some guys in some different roles there. You know, anytime you got guys in different roles, it's a little bit of a communication issue. So we've been really trying to hammer home the communication between those guys.
With multiple injuries this season, it has forced many backup players to transition into full-time varsity roles. The Cyclones continued to improve and look better on the field. One thing is for sure, it showed in the last game.
You know, we made mistakes. Football is an imperfect science. You never had a perfect football game, and they've said that for years. You know, we had guys that improved, and that's all we're looking for week to week, day to day, you know, play to play is improvement. And, you know, we had a lot of guys that did improve and are looking better. So that's kudos to them and their process and what they're taking out of this.
The defense showed that they were ready and up for the challenge. Hayden Soma excelled on the defensive side of the ball as he had 4 tackles and earned the only 2 sacks in the game against the Trojans. Soma also plays an offensive tackle as he has been transitioned into that role and continues to get better on both the defensive and offensive sides of the ball. Soma is a quick player to the ball, which helps the Cyclones keep up the pressure on both lines.
Yeah, and he plays offense for us as well. We had to move him out there to tackle, and he's kind of figuring out that role as we go. You know, we had to kind of switch him into tackle in the Nevada game. So that was a kind of a rough transition to start, but boy, he's taking like a fish to water to it, and he's getting better every single time he goes out. Defensively, he's just high-energy kid, and, you know, he's a fun kid to have on the team.
Harlan is looking to keep up the intensity and at the same time continue to make improvements. They are looking to get better with both their offensive and defensive assignments. It all comes down to where they will finish, and for Harlan's sake, they want their finish to be in the top 16.
Well, you know, I think everybody's got to understand we're still trying to improve. You know, our fate playoffs is what it is. It's something we can't control. So the only thing we can control is what we go and do on Friday night. You know, we've talked about it this week. We got to put our best foot forward and try to improve all week, try to get better with our assignments. And, you know, we'll let the playoff gods or whatever you call those shake out and see where we end up or if we're even, you know, in the top 16 there.
This week, Harland is taking on Knoxville, who relies heavily on the passing game with almost 1,000 more passing yards than rushing yards this season. Quarterback Noah Kiefer continues to be the leading passer and rusher for the Panthers this season with 914 passing and 182 rushing yards. Knoxville is on a 4-game losing streak, but they have a chance to turn things around this Friday. Harland is looking to keep the game plan the same and challenge the Panthers on every level.
You know, offensively, we're gonna try to do the things that we do. If they take things away, then we have to get creative. That's what offense is all about. You know, we got to make adjustments on the fly. Defensively, it's a lot about preparation, you know, and trying to be in great alignment before the play starts. So, you know, we're going to look at that this week and try to get our kids into the best possible alignments so that they can kind of thwart their efforts.
Harland takes on Knoxville this Friday night on the road with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.